Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in the U.S., raw emotion filled a Charleston, South Carolina courtroom on Friday as relatives of the victims of a shooting massacre at Emmanuel AME Church addressed the man charged with their deaths. 21-year-old Dylan Roff is charged with 9 counts of murder. He will remain in prison, having accepted a no-bond arrangement for the murder counts. Bail of $1 million was set for an additional weapons charge. People continue to gather outside the Charleston church late Friday, remembering the victims and their family. LaWanda Gray was among them.
My hearts just go out to the families. All my prayers go out to the families. My prayers go out to everyone for us to come together and be stronger and to love one another all the same.
President Obama spoke Friday at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in San Francisco.
The apparent motivations of the shooter remind us that racism remains a blight that we have to combat together. We have made great progress, but we have to be vigilant because it still lingers.
And as he has said before, Mr. Obama framed his reaction to the Charleston murders in terms of curbing the use of guns. This time he was more emphatic, verging on anger. He said he refused to act as if the shootings like these this week are the new normal. President Obama will be traveling to Ethiopia next month, becoming the first sitting American leader to visit Ethiopia, which is headquarters of the African Union. White House said the visit to Addis Ababa will come after a previously announced trip to Kenya. The purpose of the trip is to accelerate economic growth, strengthen democratic institutions, and improve security in Africa. This is VOA News. U.S. State Department says the number of terrorist attacks worldwide increased by 35% in 2014, with an 81% rise in the number of deaths. State Department said the rise in deaths was attributed in part to the number of attacks that were exceptionally lethal, such as those in Syria, which was a big destination for foreign fighter recruits. Here is Ambassador Tina Cadenau, the State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism.
It notes that the overall flow of foreign terrorist fighter travel to Syria was estimated at more than 16,000 foreign terrorist fighters from over 90 countries as of late December, which is a number that exceeds any similar flow of foreign terrorist fighters traveling to other countries in the last 20 years.
State Department report on terrorism also noted that Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab were among the dominant threats in Africa. Russian President Vladimir Putin has rejected accusations that his country is aggressive, insisting that Russia has simply started asserting its interests more vigorously and consistently. Russian leader was responding to former French Prime Minister François Fillon's comments when he said that Russia is behaving increasingly more aggressively. Earlier this week, President Putin announced Russia's military will add 40 new intercontinental ballistic missiles to its nuclear arsenal this year. On Friday, the EU announced extended sanctions one more year against Russia for its annexation of Crimea. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential field stands at an even dozen now with the recent additions of real estate mogul Donald Trump and the former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Get more now from VOA's Jim Malone.
The latest addition to the Republican field could have an impact once the candidate debates begin in early August. New York real estate entrepreneur Donald Trump jumped into the 2016 race with a pledge to bring back the American dream and a vow to build a wall along the border with Mexico to keep out illegal immigrants.
Our country needs somebody that literally will take this country and make it great again.
Trump could turn out to be a wild card in the upcoming Republican debates. Most polls indicate Bush, Walker, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio are in the top tier of the Republican field at the moment, with several other challengers not far behind. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. government has crushed more than 907 kilograms of confiscated illegal ivory in New York to raise awareness of the elephant poaching and wildlife trafficking crisis. That is, you can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of our special preview of the 36th Festival Internacional de Jazz de Montréal, the Montreal Jazz Festival, 10 days in Quebec in Canada, and we're giving you a preview. Festival season is in full bloom all around the world. It seems that most every city in the world has a jazz festival, and that is helping to keep jazz a vibrant art form as much as any other factor there is. And no more vibrant than in Montreal, in Quebec, in Canada, from the 26th of June through the 5th of July. 10 beautiful days in the place that celebrates warm weather as much as any other place you can imagine. It gets pretty bitterly cold in the wintertime in Montreal, so the folks really celebrate when they get into the outdoors for all those hundreds of wonderful performers with dozens and dozens of free performances as well as great shows inside in the halls in Montreal. Let's begin this hour with one of the great American artists, a fantastic guitarist, composer, and vocalist who's become a real favorite in Montreal. He is sure to sell out the Grand Salle Lugier Duvernay Monument National when he performs there. His name, John Pizzarelli. He's going to do a performance there on Thursday, the 2nd of July, that is themed McCartney and More, as he celebrates the music of Paul McCartney and the Beatles, done in a jazzy manner. And here's a taste of what's to come, a cut from John Pizzarelli's album Double Exposure, on which he took pop songs and blended them together with jazz classics. Here's his version of the Beatles classic I Feel Fine, married with Lee Morgan's Sidewinder. To begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America, our celebration and preview of the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival.
So I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know. She tells me all the time, you know. She says so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad she's my little girl. All the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She says so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. Thank you. baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She says so. She's in love with me, and I feel fine. I feel fine.
From his latest release from Darkness, that is Lost Tribe by Avishai Cohen, performing in multiple shows at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival. That's a recording that he's done most recently with his trio. He'll be performing with that trio in a duo setting with guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel and in other shows too as an artist in residence. In performances at the beautiful, intimate setting of maybe my favorite place to hear a show at the Montreal Jazz Festival, the Gazou Theater. There are so many great venues and so many outdoor stages, too, to enjoy music, free and otherwise. And there are so many artists, many that you've come to know and love over the decades, and some that are up and coming that'll be performing, and artists from all over the world in every style of jazz that you can imagine. One of those up and coming artists who's really arrived in a major way just in the last few years is Texas-born pianist Robert Glasper. His new release is titled Covered, and we're going to hear a cut from that after we talk to him in a conversation I enjoyed at the Montreal Jazz Festival not too long ago, here on VOA's Jazz America. So here we are, down in South Texas. I'm talking about that the heat and the history of the place,
You would think there could be some real Latin influence there. You'd think it would be that swampy sort of little bit of infected by a New Orleans kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, that Galveston's close by, so you got mm-hmm. the Gulf and you got the transient people coming in and right. out. And you'd think it would be funky and loose. And instead, I'm hearing from you something that is very much high art. Mm-hmm. I mean, constructed with a lot of thought, not just jamming and just not just laying down some blues and etc.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, definitely.
So where does that come from in Robert Glasper's music?
That comes from, I guess, like I said, my mother was very much into all types of music, and mm-hmm. I gravitated towards jazz because of her. You know, I would come home and she'd be playing Ella and Oscar Peterson all the time. Mm-hmm. Those, you know, so. I've always had an appreciation for different music, but definitely jazz and music. So I think just having that is at such a young age, you know, not many 12-year-olds listening to Oscar Peterson, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, and, mm-hmm. and Chick Corea and things mm-hmm. of that nature. So that's kind of my start in jazz, you know, mm-hmm. start in music, really. Mm-hmm. So I think just being in that and then, like I said, going to that high school mm-hmm. at the same time kind of helped mold that together.
the gentle side, the acoustic side, of the music of Robert Glasper, a gentleman who's made more fully produced music with his Black Radio 1 and 2 releases and garnered Grammy awards and nominations for that work. He'll bring his acoustic trio to his performance in Montreal this year. Also performing in Montreal this year, the legendary Wayne Shorter. Here's a taste of his free and open compositions and performance with his quartet, the SS Golden Mean, from the album entitled Without a Net. And we'll follow that with the music of a band that comes once again to Montreal from across the ocean, the Atlantic, Norway's Jaga Jazzist, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
I dare say you'll not hear a more modern and inventive group than Jaga Jazzist from Norway, Animal Chen, the name of the piece, from their album entitled A Living Room Hush. They'll be performing at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival. And I've got more international artists coming your way. Two great singers back to back, one with African heritage, the other from England. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. Here's a very nice message I've received not long ago. It reads as follows. Dear Russ, I guess I could say that you are our modern-day Willis Conover, which gets all my gratitude. Bravo. I'll be following you. Thanks, bro. Uchi Okwusa from Accra, Ghana. Thank you so much for those kind words. Certainly, to be put in the same sentence with the name Willis Conover means a lot to me. I'm not sure I've achieved that level yet. Certainly have not. He was doing jazz on Voice of America for over 40 years, and I've only been doing it since 1999. I'm doing the best I can. I'm sure I'm not a Willis Conover, but thank you for those kind words. Now, let's enjoy music from two of the vocalists that will be performing at this year's 36th edition of the Montreal Jazz Festival. Now, we've already heard from some of the fantastic singers that will be playing there. Bebel Gilberto, Didi Bridgewater, Molly Johnson, and many others will be playing there too. There's going to be a grand blues evening in honor of the late B.B. King on one of the great live stages, free concerts outside two of the nights at the festival. There's also going to be performances by the likes of Joss Stone, Madeline Perrot, Ileana Elias, Patricia Barber, and these two great singers. An American-born vocalist of African heritage, her name, Somi. But first, from England, Jamie Cullum. Here's his version of the jazz classic Sakawo from his latest release, Interlude.
Always screaming cause I'm suffering so. Lifestyle dealt me such a terrible blow. The bag I'm in is just a sack of woe. Misery caught me and I'm feeling low. Trouble follows me wherever I go. The bag I'm in is just a sack of woe. Trouble's one thing I understands, seem to be part of me. Misery and me go hand in hand, never ever let me be. Sure as I'm born, one thing I know, the bag I'm in is just a sack of woe. Suffering so. Lifestyle dealt me such a terrible blow. The bag I'm in is just a sack of woe, woe. Misery caught me and feeling low. Trouble follows me wherever I go. It's just a sack of woe. The trouble's one thing I understand, seem to be a part of me. Misery and me go hand in hand, never ever let me be. Trouble I'm born, one thing I know, a bag I'm in is just a sack of woe. Thank you.
That's the award-winning vocalist Somi. Now, she was born in Champaign, Illinois, in the upper Midwestern part of the United States of America, but at the age of 3, moved back to Africa, where her parents were originally from, of Rwandan and Ugandan heritage, to Africa, and then back to the United States. But not long ago, she decided to move to Nigeria and lived there for 18 years to soak up the atmosphere, the culture, and the influence, and created the album you just heard from. The song, with Angelique Kidjo, another of Africa's great vocalists joining her, titled Lady Revisited, from the album The Lagos Music Salon. Somi, just one of the vocalists performing at this year's Montreal Jazz Festival. There's always an international array of talent at the Montreal Jazz Festival, and quite often it comes from Africa. Richard Bona will once again be performing at the festival, and a number of others from all over the globe. Now, here's one of the great up-and-coming young keyboard players in jazz, and a versatile player he is. Adept at playing acoustic piano as well as electric, and showing off his electric piano work on his latest release, Roads Ahead, Volume 2. His name is Mark Carey, and he'll be performing with his group at the Montreal Jazz Festival. I had this conversation with him not long ago here in New York City. We'll follow that with music from his new release. Where are you from?
Born in New York City. Wow. Grew up in Washington, D.C. My parents are from Providence, Rhode Island. Oh. And they came, you know, back in those days, you know, they weren't married when I was conceived. So they had me in New York. And they moved back to Providence, and then my mother and I moved to Washington, D.C.
I think maybe folks around the world might be interested to know how funky a town Providence is. A lot of blues there, a lot of rock, a lot of funky music.
Yeah, there's a lot of great musicians that came through Providence, Rhode Island, too. Even just on their way passing through, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I got stories from my grandparents. Tommy Flanagan used to eat at the breakfast table when he was going to Boston.
And oh, man.
They used to all come through town and see my grandfather, you know, Otis Gamble. You know, he was a great trumpet player. Matter of fact, he played for the Navy band with Arvel Shaw and, some other great musicians in that group, you know.
So that answers a lot of a question that I would ask. Wouldn't it be good if somehow through a blood test or something we could find out where we were from, because I don't quite know where my people are from either. I've never been able to get the transference on the boat, and I have no paperwork.
Right.
I have a basic idea. Wow. But, you know, it could be Senegal, it could be Mali, but nobody knows for sure. And those are two different countries.
Yep, exactly. It's
with
really
a whole different thing going on.
You're right, but a lot of us came from somewhere on that.
Cameroon.
Mali, yep, the whole.
All that music. Everybody's telling me that blues comes from Mali. They've now focused in. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
They got the griots. You know, they play the Goonies, you know, to do some Goonies there.
So you've been taught some history by your family down through the years. You're a lucky man.
Oh, yeah. My mother is a historian. First of all, I'm Wampanoag. I'm Native American as well. Now, that part of my heritage, I'm very clear on.
Gotcha.
And, you know, we have, you know, documents. We're, you know, not federally recognized as a tribe, you know, but we're recognized by the state. And my mother's been in federal court, you know, getting that for the Wampanoag. So we're trying to organize that. So, but you know, I've known about my heritage from that side all my life, you know, and I embrace it.
One of the young talents of jazz today, Mark Carey, playing the Montreal Jazz Festival. And here are some young lads who are bringing in a young audience to jazz these days, and they'll play Montreal this year too. It's Snarky Puppy with the song Jambone from their album We Like It Here, recorded live in the Netherlands on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back.
This is John Schofield, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on the Voice of America.
One of the many collaborations that'll be occurring at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival, John Schofield and his old friend, they worked together in the 20th century. That's Joe Lovano on saxophone with Chariots from the album Meant to Be. So many collaborations, so many international stars. To find out all about it, just go to FIJM.com, the Festival Internacional de Jazz de Montreal.com, and you'll find out the complete lineup for the 10 days in Montreal. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for listening. On the next edition of Jazz America, we'll investigate a current trend that is exploding in jazz. It's called world jazz. You'll find out all about it next week.